kill your whole family. But I did say all 10 of you shouldn't get on the same airplane. I mean, because what's going to happen? And already they're totally controlling the trial. They're not giving the defense anything they're supposed to get. Oh, you can't see the gun. You can't see ballistics. You can't see any of this. So, no, 100%. And I remember at first it's, oh, Charlie criticized Israel. Charlie said the lobby was coming after him. Charlie said he was worried for his life. And I was like, well, let's check it. Let's see if that's accurate. And they released all the text messages. And they said, oh, Candace is lying. That's not real. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. Charlie called me and said some of this stuff. Well, wait a minute. Harrison Smith put out a tweet a month before he got killed saying Charlie's worried that he's going to get killed by Israel. And then they're like, give us your source. How did Harrison know that? There's a reason we have sources. Okay? But just understand, he was at a big Ron Paul event for like his 90th birthday or whatever. And let's just say this. I mean, you see the people that come on Harrison shows and you know, come on and on the broadcast. We have a lot of sources. But as soon as Kurt got killed, we were called by Joe Kent and others asking what we thought and what we knew. So that's the level of stuff we're involved in. And it wasn't Joe Kent that told Harrison or any of my other crew about that meeting that was classified. I got that from another person in the meeting that was so freaked out by it about don't look at foreign involvement, don't look at a foreign country, and don't look at, because I was also like accomplices. You got 10 trannies in the town saying he'll be dead tomorrow, or 6 of them the day before and 4 the day before that. And then saying, see, we told you he'd be dead. So they had some group talking about it and Tyler running his mouth or somehow to have that fallback story. But so I'm like, hey, haul him in, prosecute him as accessories, and then we'll find out about their handlers who are going to end up being government and psychiatrists and people. And then he was also in a DARPA CIA feeder program. Mm-hmm. And with brain interface, so was the Batman shooter in Aurora. And it goes on and on where these people get recruited into CIA college programs.
Yeah. Well, don't forget
the Unabomber. The Unabomber, declassified, was in the CIA.
Yeah.
MK Ultra. I mean, all of them.
Yeah.
And guess what? His doctor was the deputy head of MK Ultra for over 45 years. Jolly and West worked under Dr. Ewing Cameron. This is all declassified.
Yeah.
Guess who? Jack Ruby, the Israeli operative and mobster, who killed Lee Harvey Oswald, the patsy. Guess who his psychiatrist was that visited him daily and then he died like of a one-week cancer?
Who?
Jolly and government-appointed doctor was. Shot RFK Jr.
Who?
Jolly and West. Guess who McVeigh's doctor the entire time from when he was arrested, he was there 2 days later, until he was executed at Terre Haute in Indiana. Guess who his doctor was?
Let me guess.
Jolly and West. You want to keep going? Shooters of Reagan? Jolly and West. 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 Oh, who helps the Unabomber out when he's in the Supermax? Jolly and West.
Mm.
Yeah. So now you're starting to get it?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not like, now with the chips and stuff, they do have total mind control where you can be like a robot. You know, they had 30 years ago a rat with a chip in it where they can robo-rat into rubble or whatever. But Sean, all they do is strap your ass down and give you 20 doses of LSD and electroshock your cerebral cortex and run white-hot electricity over it, and you don't remember anything going back 5 years.
Yeah.
They just shock, and you look at Robinson, he walks in, he's like...
Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I noticed. Looked like he was sedated.
Well, they may not just kill me or other patriots. They could go do some murder or bombing, and then, guys, if you see me rolled out 3 months later in court, and I'm like, they got me, folks. Electrical lobotomy. That's electroshock. So this is what I look like in the real world. And I'm telling you, they hate me so much, I've been wargaming their stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to prophesy this or anything, but... I'm telling you, man.
Keep moving.
I'm telling you, man. But just anybody you see, they roll out as a patsy, like Sirhan, Sirhan, and they're just like, and this is the guy that carried out this incredible operation?
This is that video of Eric Kirk.
Most alarming things about Charlie's murder was the way that some people in this country reacted to it.
Yeah.
And not just online. This was an idea that you encountered a lot. And the idea was this. They kind of justified it. They basically said...
Ooh.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies, issues with no significance, and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
That sounded so scripted.
Excuse me. You want to watch in high res the video of my husband being murdered and laugh and say he deserves it? There's something very sick in your soul, and I pray that God saves you. I pray, because that is what is so wrong. The internet in this world has dehumanized us. Erica, one of the most...
Well, stop. I'm glad you played that.
Yeah.
You know, I've held my tongue on Erica Kirk. We'll go to the minute. This is important.
You mean the host of the UFC White House card? Is that what you're talking about? That Erica Kirk?
Well, once you play your other club, I'll make my comment on Erica Kirk. Sean's over here obsessed with finding his other club. Anyways... But one problem of this is they've also flooded the zone with, like, people blacked out faces with their voices changed. Like, I was there when they planned the killing, and I can tell you that she was this. There's been so much just flat-out disinfo put out on Erica Kirk,
yeah,
which turns out to not be real. I'm forced to say that's fake, that's fake, that's fake. But the way she responds and the way she does it, I've told TPUSA, like, 2 weeks into this, I said, guys, you got to get her off the air. I mean, she just is going to destroy the organization. If you call it Q scores, that's likability or believability. She has, and I'm not trying to be mean to Erica.
This pod will clean your retainer at the top.
Well, this will clean my retainer. stop playing with that like a cat with a laser pointer for a minute. I'm telling you, though, like, the more she talks, the worse it gets. And she comes off in those videos, I mean, looking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And looking absolutely plastic and looking fake as hell. And so I got to tell you, Erica Kirk has probably knocked 6-7 points off Trump's approval rating herself. And she has blown giant holes in TPUSA.
Well, they keep throwing her out there, though.
That's because none of them will. It's all the emperor's new clothes. Mm-hmm. You know the parable of the emperor's new clothes?
No.
Well, there's this kingdom and it's real fast. And, these incredible suit makers come to town that make the most incredible clothing for royalty, and it's just everybody's got to have it. But only if you're royal can you even see the clothing. But if you're profane and an evil person, you can't even see it. And so, so they weave this imaginal stuff, but no one can see it. But no one wants to admit that they can't see it, because that means they're profane and evil.
Ah.
And so the emperor, you know, basically is having a big parade, and he's marching in his underwear, basically naked at the head of it. And a 3-year-old steps forward and says, look, the emperor's naked. And then everybody goes and starts laughing and admits it was all a giant mind control deal. Uh-huh. So that's Stockholm syndrome, or mass Stockholm syndrome, or you could call it giant group psychosis. Mm-hmm. And they just can't admit to themselves that the more she talks, the more they think that she's involved. And she's a widow. I'm not the type of guy that gangs up on people. I liked TPUSA in the past. I was invited to their things. Charlie called me the most censored man in the world, so I was a great guy. But they are going in a direction different from Charlie. And so it's so horrific to actually watch and see what they're up to and the way they come out and try to challenge their detractors with empty stuff. And I've told them, I've said, guys, if I was you, I'd just shut up and do your voter outreach and get back to issues. But instead, they can't help it. They got to make it all about being pro-Israel. What does TPUSA have to do about Israel? It's about getting young people to be conservative, nationalist, and to any voting. Yep. You know, it's just, but oh no, Israel's under attack, so let's make it all about Israel. It's called a Streisand effect. And I'm not even trying to give them advice because, you know, they've totally gone sideways. I'm wondering why they're so stupid. I'm wondering why they didn't listen to me. I mean, I talked to the head people. I'm talking to her. I'm people that know her well. That's another thing. I really respect Tucker. And he says Erica Kirk's a great person. And, you know, now it's come out. It's in the Wall Street Journal today that Israel does not want J.D. Vance because he's really anti-war behind the scenes. So maybe she's just, she was a theater kid. They are all about personas and all about going off script just because that makes them feel good. And maybe she's just a terrible actress, so she should stop doing it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I've never seen such bad acting. I mean, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, lady, but God almighty. I mean, just go hire a Hollywood firm that does Q scores. If you don't know what that is, you think you're a media person, you should know. You have the worst Q scores I've ever seen. And also, the decisions you make, I mean, look, the hot leather outfits a couple days after he's dead, shaking your ass on, you look hot, baby. I'm not going to tell you that. But you're not, you know, you're not up there at a Vegas show, okay? And you're not about to ride a pole here. So, I mean, it's not good. I mean, people should have seen big black circles over on the side, and it was real. TPUSA would have been 10 times bigger. But it's just not normal. And I understand if you're a theater kid, they get professional, they compartmentalize in and do that. But, and I understand, I was never a theater kid, didn't like theater, but I just know that most of the left, the theater kids, I'm a mission-oriented guy, so when I'm under a lot of stress, that's when I tend to do the best and get on message. People could, you know, say that's fake, but it's not, because I have the highest Q scores you can get, according to separate companies that did it. I never even asked for it. When Fox News tried to hire me several times, Roger Ailes wanted me to do a weekend show, and they said, we're going to position you. They thought Limbaugh was going to. He was in Hawaii and had like a heart attack nobody knew about. And they thought he was going to die then, like 10 years, 15 years before he did die. And they wanted to position me for that. They knew we're on Limbaugh. And, but I'm going to have managers tell me what to do. And it's going to be great. And I can move to Florida or New York. And they said, no. They said, you got the highest Q scores we can get. And with a little bit of training, all the rest of the stuff, you're going to be number one. And of course, years later, I was number one anyways without that. But Q scores isn't just like that you look good. It's that you're believable, and they do focus groups, and people say that person's telling me the truth, or that person believes what they're saying. Hmm. You know, genuineness. And lady, you have zero. You have like a negative Q score. Okay, and I think the pressure of this got to her. I went back and saw older interviews of her and stuff. It wasn't that bad. She was like a likable, nice, you know.
Yeah, she wasn't lying.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know what you're lying about, lady, but do me a favor again. Why don't you stick with getting people registered to vote and conservative values? Because you trying to fight off this stuff and getting all mad and going, and I tell you, you people think you're going to defeat me. You're not. Never. You are literally poking the bear. Yeah. And how's it working out for you? But listen, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make a drink. You find your other club?
No, I'm not. I gave it up.
I want to find it.
What do you think?
No, let's take a break. Find it. We've got to have the Sean Johnson. Sean Johnson and the Sean Johnson Experience. It's the Sean Johnson Show. Hey, you guys better subscribe, and you better share this video.
Rawr.
Or you work for Mossad.
All right, we'll be right back. Our days are packed. Podcasts, travel, training, and Jen's always in the shop, grinding and working around metal. We're constantly exposed to stuff in the air, in what we touch, just day-to-day life. And even if you're a little off, you feel it. So we keep things simple. Train hard, eat clean, stay consistent. And we use Masterpiece Zeolite as part of that routine. Zeolite is known for binding to certain unwanted compounds, helping the body process and clear things out more efficiently. For us, it's about staying clear-headed, keeping our energy up, and not letting that daily exposure slows us down. Nothing overcomplicated, just something that helps us stay on point no matter how hard we're pushing. If you want to check it out, go to masterpiece.health and use code Sean. And we're back. Welcome back, sir. Cheers.
Where were we? Did you ever find the clip? Oh, we forgot.
I forgot the clip.
Well, listen, I feel terrible talking bad about her. But, lady, that's how 90% of the people see you. So I just feel like I'm letting the emperor know there's no clothes. I mean, you're butt naked in a bad way. And Team USA was doing so much good work. Just stop the Israel worship. That is not your mission, okay? And it's not helping Israel either. It's just it's just stupid.
Yeah, and I don't see it as you attacking Erica. I see it as you like almost like a big brother or like an uncle role where you're trying to give her advice. I don't see it as you.
Well, then people will say you're covering up for the murderers, and that's why I spoke out and said this is too much. Was just we know she killed him. We know she's involved. Where's the evidence of that? Yeah. And if the government did kill him, or Israel, which looks like they did.
They did.
Yeah. I mean, do you really think she's in on it? I mean, just from studying how these systems work, you don't generally have a lot of people that know.
Yeah. And you're not going to put somebody like Erica at the helm of something this deep and dark. You're not going to put somebody that's that fragile on camera in charge of.
And I know a lot of people that have been in like the most elite Delta Force and all the rest of it. And I had family that was in wet work. And people always go, oh, God, you admit you're part of the no. And I had family that told me the government was bad. They didn't give specifics till they were on their deathbeds. But, I mean, I've studied the history of it and asked people about it and how it works. But, I mean, it's like when they're sending an Army officer, you know, to go do some job domestically, they don't even say it's like a file that you get under a trash can. Mm-hmm. And you literally get a code. You told, you know, go to this place. And it's literally like Mission Impossible. They even can refuse the mission at that point. And that's how it's been since George Washington. Mm-hmm. So the non-commissioned aren't the assassins, unless it's like Delta Force going to on a sanctioned mission to kill somebody. But the actual wet work is done with Army officers that are highly trusted and who already have been involved in a lot of clandestine stuff. And then they get tested out overseas. And then they're retired, and then they've got this auxiliary of hitmen in every town and every place, and they're all compartmentalized. And you get the call. Here's your mission. You go pick up what the mission is, and then it's got the codes of what you're supposed to do, and you know it's authenticated. And then you simply, in the old days, would just simply call a phone number, and an answering machine answers and says, you know, yeah, I'm going fishing. I accept whatever the code word for accept the mission is. It's all completely compartmentalized. And then, you know, one day you open your truck up and there's a package sitting down on the floor and there's $50,000 in it. That's how it works. And so that's how the U.S. government kills people. Now with Kennedy, they got all the different organized crime international groups involved because they didn't want anybody blackmailing anybody. So in an operation like that, everybody has to come to a summit, and they had the summit, the final summit a week before in Dallas. I interviewed the admitted mistress, his main mistress of LBJ, Madeleine Duncan Brown and others. And I've broke the original, the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt. And we also broke the, you know, insider stuff last year. They got like 100 million views where it was the head of the DNC admitting it all to the same story about the meeting in Dallas and all the rest of it. And notice Nixon was in Dallas that weekend at the Coca-Cola convention as well. And he was at the meeting. And so they got all the big commission guys in there. They had the head of the mafia, the Italian mafia was there. Like the head, only one. And they had the, and it was confirmed later that they had an Israeli representative there. Mm-hmm. And they, of course, they used Jack Ruby to take out Lee Harvey Oswald, the puppet, the patsy. And then he walked out of the meeting and the door was open. They were all like, that's it. And LBJ goes, those goddamn Kennedys will never embarrass me again after next week. Mm. And then she said on my show, we got to find those interviews. She said no. And then he was like, when they killed him, he was just really excited when he finally got back to Texas. Because if you go to the Driscoll, you have the cattleman's suite right there on the second floor. That's where LBJ basically lived when he was in Texas. He didn't live out at the ranch with Lady Bird. It was just hookers nonstop. And the guy was something else. Mm. He came to the cattleman suite and he said, yeah, I got that son of a bitch. Now we're going to get his brother. And so that's not from the people themselves. And then E. Howard Hunt was a famous sniper from World War II in China. And he's the guy that Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible is based on. And he didn't pull the trigger, but he quarterbacked it and ran it. And he got picked up by the Dallas police. One hand didn't know what the other was doing back in the rail car. His famous photo of him and the tramps being marched out. And if you notice, when he saw the cameras, he went and did this so that it'd be hard to tell on the camera it was, but it was him. Mm. It's like, why are the guys all puffing their cheeks out and going like that when they're getting marched in front of the media? And then they, you know, let him go later when they figured out what was going on. But, I mean, Hunt did deathbed confession with the video. Now they did it, hold 9 yards.
I didn't know that Mission Impossible was based around that guy.
Yeah, I know his son well, St. John Hunt. And also, Nixon was set up by the CIA. He didn't even green light the plumbers. And so they basically went and set up him by having the botched robbery at the psychiatrist office of the Democrat presidential candidate. So that was all set up.
Jeez. They throw it right in our faces.
Absolutely. But
every time.
So, but in every other assassination operation, it's completely compartmentalized. And even the hitmen, you know that unless they've been in a long, long time, and sometimes they'll use cutouts, and then those guys are idiots because they're going to get killed. Mm. So, I mean, people don't like going around doing high-profile assassinations. I mean, if you look at the Japanese, you know, the ninja isn't just something in Hollywood. They were real. And they were several different secret societies where you wanted to have someone trained for up to 10 years, and they were so brainwashed into the cult with sex and opium that they would train for one assassination. And then they would crawl in and sneak in, you know, to a palace or whatever at night, kill whoever the shogun or whoever the target was, and then they would, with their short sword, commit suicide. That way you never know who hired them. And, of course, they didn't even know specifically who had hired their order to do the hit. So this has been very, very well refined. So you don't have 12 colonels, is my point, at Fort Huachuca, and they're all sitting around with Eric or Kirk planning his killing the next day. It's not how it works.
No.
You don't do that. And it doesn't mean that they didn't kill him. It doesn't mean it isn't right to say there's a cover-up.
At the top of it. It's just like I was saying earlier. You're not going to put somebody that is such a low Q score, as you were talking about earlier, to be in charge of keeping this deep, dark secret. Absolutely not. There's no way. But there is something fishy about her, and I think everybody can see it. Everything, whether it's just very awkward social interactions that she's having and not knowing how to behave on camera, maybe she's getting her wires crossed with acting and in real life, and you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just very strange.
Well, but here's another example, just one factoid out of hundreds. I'm not saying she's innocent. I'm not saying she's good, any of that. I saw them go, oh, look, she was in a CIA production 15 years ago or whatever about cyber attacks and power outages. And then the former CIA directors interviewed the thing. It wasn't a CIA production. It was a film company production about cyber threat. And I remember at the time there was major industry groups who were making dozens of films about it to lobby Congress to get $4 billion to put backup power transformers underground at these 60-plus key parts where somebody could shoot these up and bring down the power grid. So there was a big congressional lobbying thing happening at the time. I was approached by multiple filmmakers, including that film that she's in. They wanted to interview me for it, but I was too busy. So I'm so inside baseball, I was like, wait, I've seen that documentary. That's not CIA. That's a production company. So they went on and got her as an actor to sit there in a situation room and talk about that. And it looks like that's what they wanted to hire me for, was for that.
Do you remember what that production company was called?
No, I just remember that I don't do payola where a guest pays to come on, unless it's openly a sponsor. And there's only a few of those, like my gold company. This is my sponsor, and he's an economist. He's interesting, talks about the economy, and then, you know, plugs gold for 2 minutes. I had just remembered that production. I had remembered, and then I remembered that they reached out to a few other groups and said, hey, we'll pay you $20,000 to come on the show, because they were selling the DVD and also trying to get the $4 billion. It was a lobbying effort for national security. And so obviously the government was involved at some level. And I was like, no, you're interesting. I'll just have you on. So somebody could go dig up interviews. I interviewed those guys about that movie. So I just know right away, no, that doesn't mean she's in the CIA because she's in this movie. There was a major PR initiative.
But CIA adjacent.
Yeah, but when they put the video out and got tens of millions of views, the clip of her, they said, this is a CIA production. It wasn't a CIA production. I mean, there's probably been 30 books written about how in danger our power grid is and how it needs to be updated. They still haven't done it. And then they try to get Congress to pass the money to do this. So the only thing connected to the CIA was I think it was like Woolsey. No, it wasn't Woolsey. It was, what's that guy's name? They had a CIA former director in it. And the point is, this doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
That just, I've been in this so long, and I've seen so much that I know what something is most of the time when I see it. And then I tell people, no, this isn't a CIA production, and this doesn't mean she's CIA because she's in this. Oh, you're with them. You're covering it up. No. No. Cash Patel ordered a stand down of foreign involvement. I believe they killed him. I believe the White House was involved with the Israelis. That's what I think. The evidence is there. So just stop that debate. We need to look at that. We need to get into it. My point is we can't then run down every rabbit trail. And then once the rabbit trail isn't real, continue to say it's real. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
But I'm babbling.
No, you're fine. That's what we're here to do, is babble. What do you think about this? This has been tearing up the internet lately. You think this guy's wearing a mask here? This is his original.
Yeah, I never responded to this admiral. I think I mentioned it once just because my brain has gotten so serious.
What do you mean responded to him? Like he reached out to you?
No. I mean, I haven't covered this. I haven't responded to the story.
Okay.
First off, let's just say this. Do governments and corporations have masks that can fool people, and do they use them? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is this guy's a big part of it? Does this stuff exist? Yes. If you go look at what that guy said in 100 other interviews on Fox and everywhere, he's a big war hawk, neocon, it's always the same thing. It's the same voice, the same spiel. So why would they need to replace him with a guy in a rubber mask if it's robotically saying the same thing?
If he had a change of heart?
Or maybe he died. What it really looks like to me is Ozempic. Or something like that. Like he's lost so much weight that when you get older, you can kind of, you know, get that skin hanging down, and then there's a shadow there.
Yeah.
And so I just stayed out of it because that's what I personally believe. Why would you? It looks like he's lost a bunch of weight fast. Put it to you that way.
Yeah.
And when you get older, you can get that, and then you get kind of
that. That doesn't look like skin hanging over the top. There's a definitive shadow underneath this. I mean, this is not a great picture, but look at that. I mean, that's there's look at the lines on the side.
It could be a trick of lighting and a digital artifact, but here's what I'm saying. In those skin masks they've got, they run down all the way down here, and it's I mean, maybe it popped off. I mean, I don't know. In fact, I'll give people what they want. Yes, it's a skin mask.
No, I don't want you to give people what they want. I want you to, like, you're just your honest.
You know, here's an example. Do you remember Skype's gone now, but we were early users of Skype right when it came out, and I would have guests on. And routinely, you'd get digital artifacts where the mouth would do this or the eyes would pop out. Remember that?
Yeah.
Just like, and people would say, oh, my God, Jones is having reptoid aliens on.
Yeah, but this is not Skype. This is not way back in the day. This is
the
latest technology.
I understand. All I'm saying is that the message is total war, neocon, evil, worship Israel. It's the same evil message before. It's the same evil message now from the same globalist operative. He's an admiral, right?
Yeah.
So my point is, what is the motive?
Retired SEAL.
So what is the motive?
Yeah. I don't know. Controlling what he's saying. Maybe like something happened to him. He had a change of heart. And they're like, roger that.
Well, I mean, I know this.
We'll just put a mask on somebody else.
Dozens of Skunk Works and NASA engineers on secret aircraft being disappearing and now being found murdered. And so, like the top general of the head of the program. So, well, he's still missing. So that's definitely something real.
Mm-hmm.
But notice nobody cares about that.
Well, it's just drawing awareness to the fact that people could be wearing masks.
Well, I'll tell you what this is. I don't sell crap. Bovine Colostrum, and I'll get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigly, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And, you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting? Or what are you liking best? Or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back. Bovine Colostrum was in the top two or three every time. And so was high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you, as you requested. And it's a great seller. Not rocket scientist to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. And you can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, And now I'm taking it because I don't know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I mean, I know it's great. I know that going back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie. They would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It was like, it's like always in all the literature, like the medical doctors, like that's the, oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa, I mean, like that, donkey. And then horse is good, goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, you know, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a genny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, you know, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys, so you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from. And I'm like, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff. And a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents. And I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. You know, women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. It's almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turn darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us. She orders it from us. But that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take, you know, months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist. But Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
And they do sometimes. This is because the public doesn't trust anything the government and media say anymore. And I think overall that's healthy. I have just seen with lighting, if somebody's got a fold of skin, I mean, my great grandmother, well, one of them lived to 103 and the other lived to like 90 something. And I remember going to see them in the nursing homes. And I mean, they looked like they were wearing skin masks because it's just like all this skin is hanging down. And if you look at the pictures of him from, you know, a year before,
right,
it looks like he's lost a lot of weight. So all I'm saying is, I mean, remember they thought Mike Pompeo was wearing a mask a couple years ago. Well, obviously he was on Ozempic or something. He went from being like 300 pounds to like 170.
Mm-hmm.
Type in Mike Pompeo skin mask, and it looks exactly the same. Or like Neocon, former CIA director. And it's the same crap spewing out of his mouth. And I watched him over like a year lose, it looks like 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And what do you think happens when you're fat and old and you lose a bunch of weight?
Oh, here it is. Right
here. Yeah, see?
Let's see.
And they thought that was a skin mask. So, okay. But it doesn't matter. So, yes, they were both wearing skin masks.
Yeah. There it is again now. Look at that. And it could just be a fold. But, man, why does it look like just... It looks like the skin's just torn apart. But the masks that you do see, they go way underneath. Like typically, like if they're pulling on a mask, it's going down.
I'm just going to say it again. If it's a guy in a mask, he sounds exactly like Pompeo and says the exact same evil stuff.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Admiral. I'm just saying.
What's the point,
it's
right?
It's the same voice, the same crap. Like they got clones that sound. I mean, people think I'm a clone. Just go to X and type in Alex Jones clone.
Oh, yeah.
And you were the guy that, you know, trained me. I've gained back like 15 pounds. I need to lose back there. And so over a year, I lose 65 pounds. And you could see me on air losing the weight. You were there.
Yeah.
You and Joe challenged me to do it. Thank you for doing that. And then just go to X. This is fun to talk about, actually. Just go to X and just type in Alex Jones clone. And I've had people like at the shopping mall walk over and go, oh, Bill Hicks, you're a clone. Wait, so I'm Bill Hicks, but I'm also a clone. No, I'm Alexander Jones, 52 years old, born in Dallas, Texas. And I am who I say I am. Yeah, you don't want to search Google. You want to search X. It's just, there's tens of millions of views on these. If you just go to X and type in Alex Jones clone, and these people really believe I'm a clone. So, well, if I'm a clone, I don't know it. I mean, I got the same voice, the same brain, the same tics, the same mannerisms. And
there you go. Real Alex Jones clone.
Yep, clone. They Man, also go.
He had you really skinny back then.
They also go. Yeah, I mean, then you lose another 20 pounds.
Yeah.
But they say.
It's just crazy. Your face takes on weight. Like some people gain weight and it goes straight to their stomach. But for you, your face gets wider. That's good. I mean, look at this. This is back when you were about 300 pounds.
I look like a fat chipmunk.
And this is when we had you down to 230.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But it's crazy that, I mean, I could see why people would think that.
Well, they also say my eyes used to be brown.
Yeah.
And they'll show some video where there's low light. My eyes have always been blue, folks. Always have. Always will be.
Yeah.
But they go, oh, look, the eyes are brown. No, it's in shadow.
Yeah. Well, I get it. People can be confused, but that picture of that retired Navy SEAL, I mean,
it's a rubber mask then. I know this. He said he was going to go on a show and explain himself and then didn't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
So fine. I'm a clone. We're all clones. No, but show some more here.
What else you got?
There's Joe talking about it.
Yeah, well, different guy. Yeah.
Who did, though?
Cloners. Damn good ones, too.
Cloners? Are they friendly?
But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people believe it's been co-opted by the government.
A clone army, and I must say, one of the finest we've ever created.
No. He doesn't look like the same person.
Not at all, dude. Yeah, I think that they've recasted the guy because something happened to him over the offseason.
100%. You would think, oh, someone replaced Alex Jones with a fake Alex Jones.
Very impressive.
I'd hoped you would be pleased.
Imagine there's no internet, so we don't
you
know.
You believe in a heartbeat it wasn't a rogue guy.
Sure. There's no way that's the same guy. Yeah. This guy on the left looks 15 years younger.
Keep going.
Uh-huh, look, that's actual cloning tank. Alex Jones breaks his silence on being a clone. Gotta put this out.
No, you're not the real Alex Jones, so...
Well, they can't take it. The clone believes it's Alex Jones.
We can't take it seriously.
The clone believes it's Alex Jones.
Hey, what do you think about the UFC at the White House next weekend?
I saw people, and you have a video, actually. I know you showed me. I saw people saying it's clown world, it's idiocracy. You know, it's like President Camacho and the monster trucks. Teddy Roosevelt held boxing matches.
Yeah, but he was fighting in those, wasn't he?
Some of them, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got blinded in one eye. He was tough son of a bitch.
I wish Trump would fight in this UFC card.
Who's he going to fight? Lindsey Graham?
That'd be actually fucking hilarious.
No, but I think it's fine. I mean, I heard you make the point where lifting weights that it could be a major terror target.
Like, oh, yeah.
Flies to shit. And I'm not saying their ship, you know what I mean?
Well, they got guards now. They're like those Secret Service guards. They're walking around with those like anti-drone guns now. Like anywhere Trump goes, there's one like right next to him.
Well, they're trying to green zone it now, and I'm not for a police state, but I do understand the problem is somebody can roll a truck bomb in there and cause a big problem.
Yeah,
and you better believe that's a real target.
Well, there's defense contracts now. They're trying to create rounds that when it's fired, it does like a shotgun spread. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the only thing that they can do, I guess. without having to work with and spread knocks a drone out of the sky. So they're, the U.S. defense is like taking this very seriously. Like right now, we're obviously not in those fucking, we're not outside the wire. We're not Ukraine or Russia. We're not dealing with this shit.
But we're learning by watching it.
But what they're, exactly, what they're doing is they're fucking, I don't know. If I'm a soldier, I got to be looking at this, like the moves that they're making, I feel like I'm going to be in a ground war soon. Right? If they're putting this much importance, they're putting these deadlines on this stuff, it feels like something's coming.
Well, again, you've got, including this, the admiral with the rubber mask, and fine, folks, rubber mask, okay? You've got them all, the talking points, we've got to have a draft right now. And kicking in December, the selective service they passed law a few years ago, the Democrats did, that now it automatically registers you for the draft. It's not just so you're ready for the draft. They're preparing the draft, and they're all the Israel surrogates, including the guy that just, with the Israeli money, beat Massey or there in Kentucky. He says, you got to go to full draft. Our boys and girls got to go.
Yeah.
And Europe's getting ready. In fact, they've already, a bunch of countries already passed conscription for women as well as men. So, yeah, the world is marching towards total war right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in the UK, over in, Southampton, this is that Henry Novak. I don't know if you pronounce it Novak or Nowak, so I apologize to the family. But if you guys haven't heard about this.
Nowak.
Yeah, basically this Sikh. So in the UK, you're not allowed to have knives. It's against the law. But if you're Sikh, you're allowed to have a ceremonial blade.
And 13 other tribal groups. As long as you're not white, you can have a knife. They run around, all of them, machete, swords, threatening everybody. Yes. Thousands of them.
Ceremonial.
Muslims march around screaming with their knives. Yeah. If you walk your dog outside, the Muslims attack you because dogs are unclean.
So the story goes with this. I'm not sure how this interaction started with these two guys, but
I know the whole story. It's,
you want to tell it?
Sure, well, you go ahead and give your take, then I'll tell
you. Okay, so basically this guy gets stabbed by this Sikh guy, this guy wearing all blue, carrying around his 8-inch ceremonial dagger. Okay, he gets stabbed 5 times. This kid's very young. I think he was 18 or 19 years old.
In college,
first-year college student. Okay, he gets stabbed. The police show up. This kid tells the cops, as the cops are trying to put handcuffs on him, he tells them, I can't breathe, I've been stabbed. The cop goes, no, I don't think you have, mate. Right. So back up. So when the cops arrive, the Sikh, he's a young guy too. His mom shows up, takes the dagger. Okay. Takes the dagger so the police don't confiscate it. This guy picks up a phone and starts video recording Henry dying on the ground as the cops have Henry on his stomach and Henry's telling him, I can't breathe. And they're trying to put handcuffs on him.
Okay. And they wait an hour to put him on an ambulance. He's already dead.
Yeah. And then and one of the female cops, she goes, no, like that.
Now, that's all accurate, but I've been following very closely. I have the rest of the story.
Tell me.
So if you're already pissed off, wait to hear this. So now they've released not the footage that this monster shot, and wait to hear this, but they've released him leaving his apartment, Henry Nowak, and then him walking down the street and everything he did. And he's just basically walking by this guy's house. It's just a few doors down. And so the guy, like, and there's road rage video of this Sikh before in his ceremonial outfits in the middle of the road, waving swords and threatening people. And he's just freaking nuts. Okay. So all this road rage video has been released from him,
right,
threatening other people, chasing people around the streets with swords.
Prior incidents.
Yeah. Prior incidents. So he's a lunatic. You look at his mother and dad and they look like Charlie Manson or something. And so he bumps into him, they think, and then he brandishes the knife and he says, are you a bad guy? And then he stabs him once in the chest. Henry turns and runs and he stabs him 3 more times in the back. And then he's still running and stabs him in the back of the thigh. So 3 in the back, 1 in the chest, and then 1 in the back thigh. Running, and then he falls down. Well, this guy knows what to do. So he calls the police and says, a racist just called me a Haji or whatever. And so under the law there, that's their highest thing. So now they're like, oh, yes. So then it takes about 15 minutes for the police to get there. This is all in the court record. And while that's happening, he's there with his family screaming, laughing at him. They released transcripts, but not the video. he's saying, why'd you do this to me? Help me, please. And he's like, nope, nope. And then he celebrates it and says, look what I did to you. I got your ass. And then his mom comes and the family comes and they talk crap to him who's been stabbed 5 times.
Yeah.
And if you look at the knife, it's about 8 inches long and it's like an ice pick up front that gets, it's really meant to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And to plunge in easily, but, you know, really create a huge wound. And so the family's involved. She's probably going to get charged for hiding the knife. They get there and the police get there. And within a few minutes, he's saying, I can't breathe. So they put him in handcuffs, and then he passes out, and then he dies. And then he dies.
So the thing with the getting stabbed anywhere in the torso area, right? Anything in the limbs, extremities, you can put a tourniquet on it to stop the bleeding, right? But anything in the chest, this is a pressurized area of your body.
The blood fills inside.
Well, no, it's the air that's breathing in, right? Damn. So if I get stabbed in the chest, right, in the area where my lungs need room to expand and contract, okay. Basically, what I did is I created a hole. So every time I breathe out, your lungs are like a pressurized valve, okay? So if I'm inhaling, my lungs fill the whole space. If I exhale, I open up room within this pressurized cavity for air to get sucked in. And so what happens, you have to put a chest seal on that.
Yes.
Okay, so as he's sitting there these few minutes before he passed out and died, they could have saved him by just putting a pressure seal on that. And so every time you breathe in, oxygen fills the space and it blocks your lungs from being able to expand. That's why it takes a little while to die. So sorry for this kid, and I feel so sorry for his family. And if I down.
And then the police won't even apologize. They all think it's funny.
Yeah.
And then they're beating up peaceful protesters and then saying they're violent and Keir Starmer's. None of the police will take a knee like for George Floyd. But the reason we know all this is, and by the way, that's an amazing point. I meant the type of knife he used is designed for internal bleeding because it goes in small. Maybe type in the murder weapon used on Henry Nowak to see how vicious this thing is. It's called ceremonial. It's designed to kill somebody. But the point is that it plunges in, and so it creates a lot of internal bleeding.
Yeah.
But that's a side issue, why there wasn't a lot of external. So
here it is right here.
Yeah, there it is. So we have, in the court hearings, they say, we're not going to show this to the court.
Here's the guy.
We're not going to show this to the jury. But they gave him a transcript. They said it will prejudice them against the killer.
Right.
If you see the footage he shot, but then they describe how he taunted him and made fun of him.
Yeah.
And then when they show up, he goes, there he is. There's the racist.
Uh-huh.
And the police go, oh, good. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this scumbag.
There's the guy. There's the knife. Yeah. It hasn't happened to this degree, but it's just a matter of time.
Oh, they got stabbings every day in Sweden and
there was
France and everywhere.
There was a young girl. I want to say she was 19 years old. She took an Uber. Okay. She's taking an Uber home. She's like a country girl. So she doesn't ride in a back seat, right? She's a country girl. She grew up. She never had to deal with anything. She's riding in the front seat in the passenger seat while this guy's driving. This guy starts putting his hands on her leg and touching and feeling her. Okay. She's like avoiding his advances, right? She gets to her house. She goes inside her house. This guy gets out of his car, follows her into her house, and rapes her. Okay, she calls the cops. The cops arrest the guy. They just slap on the wrist. They did nothing to him. They basically said he couldn't work for Uber anymore. He can't have a knife anymore, and that's it. And a house arrest.
Listen, they got cases in Germany.
And it's all on video. It's all on video footage.
Incredible.
It's happening in the UK. It's happening right north of our border.
And why is it the same whether it's liberal cities in the US or Canada or Australia or Europe? Because it's all the left that runs it. It's all the open society, George Soros systems, puts the judges in, trains the judges, the prosecutors. And this is a war.
Yeah.
And so there are cases where a woman gets gang raped by Muslims, and then that none of them get jail time, but she gets 3 years in jail for saying deport the Muslims.
Right.
So they know what they're doing. They're not like misguided liberals. They're bringing in an outside force that works for them, that knows it's above the law. That's why they had 500,000, the number down in the government findings, little white girls raped, only white girls, by the Pakistanis mainly, who would then supply them in these slave brothels, kidnap them, kill them, chop them up, turn them into meat kebabs. Everything I'm saying, you can look up. And Keir Starmer was the head CPS magistrate for 15 years and covered it all up.
Mm-hmm.
So and then the Pakistanis would supply the little girls to the white pedophiles. They would deliver them in dog cages. and they misbehaved, they would nail their tongues to boards. Jesus. They would have German shepherds gang rape them and then also kill them and produce snuff films. This all came out in a parliamentary report last week, and the Keir Starmer overrode it and said no investigation. And now it's up to, I had a member of parliament on last week about this, half a million. And you start looking, and these are proven cases.
Do you feel like we're losing the fight between good and evil right now in this world?
I mean, when you talk about blue jurisdictions, I mean, I wasn't poo-pooing the story you told me. It's absolutely true. I've seen that report. There are literally hundreds of stabbings and killings a day in the Western world. 80%+ is migrants, invaders, most of them Muslim. And they come here and they say, if you are a kafir or a profane or an infidel, you are allowed to be enslaved, killed, whatever. They can deal you drugs. They can kidnap your daughter. They can do, I mean, under Islam, if your wife or your daughter gets raped, it's their fault. They've committed the crime. Okay. So this is the truth. I mean, Islam invented the most deranged forms of slavery.
Yeah.
And they invaded Spain and reportedly took out 3 million women over 700 years for sex slavery.
But do you think this world is, we're losing the fight between good and evil right now? Do you feel like the scales are getting tipped?
I think we were losing. We didn't know how bad it was because we're all busy watching TV and compartmentalized and our heads in the sand. But I think now we have been losing. Now we're starting to gain ground. We're still losing.
What's this awareness?
But at the current rate, the Great Awakening.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we were way, in a football game, we were 25 points behind. Now we're 7 points behind. And we got,
think so.
And we got another quarter left, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying the magnitude.
Yeah, I'm not going to play the video. You can find it online. It's pretty grotesque. Henry's laying on his stomach. Cop's got his knee on his back. I mean, What happened with the George Floyd situation
on
here
steroids.
In the States, this is what it should have been to bring that kind of reaction from the public and all the rioting and stuff. But
George Floyd really died of three times the overdose of fentanyl.
Yeah.
That's in his autopsy. They suppressed that.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not defending what happened to him, but the point is that this wasn't a racist cop who's in prison right now. He worked as a security guard off duty, was friends with Floyd. That all came out, but they wouldn't let it in the trial. And the prosecutor later resigned and admitted, no, we put an innocent man in jail. They have the autopsy report. He had 70 legal drugs in him. Enough fentanyl to kill three full-grown men his size.
Jesus.
Methamphetamine, everything else you can imagine. He was out of his mind. And so they used that hold on him and all the rest of it. That's not what killed him. It wasn't asphyxiation. But absolutely, this is George Floyd for real.
Yeah.
But remember, they won't release, but they admit in the court, the tape of the Sikh.
Yeah, him holding his phone videotaping around, and you're going to pull out your phone and video record.
You can pull up the transcript. It was in the news. I mean, the court said it's too provocative. It will prejudice the jury against him. Oh, well, how is video of him celebrating? Yeah, you're going to die, effer, and all this stuff. Yeah. And then the cop should be goes, oh, the racist is right there. Oh, God, I didn't stab him. He's a liar. Oh.
What's that kid's name? Vikram, right? The guy that stabbed him.
And then, yeah, whatever his name is. It's like the classic thing. The point is that any random woman can go to India and walk out in a crowd of men. They're going to start trying to rape you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't matter whether they're Hindu. It doesn't matter whether they're Muslim. And and there are some higher caste, and I'm not into caste systems, but you know, there's high class Indians and Pakistanis and all that. Let's get that straight. But these are countries with billions of people, with rivers of feces. I can show you videos of what they feed the school children, where they pull giant feces out of the butts of cows and then cut it up as for lunch.
Jeez.
I mean, I'm not kidding you, man. It's just like there are superior cultures. Everyone wants to come here because it's not perfect, but it's superior.
Yeah.
And we just need to say we're territorial.
Doesn't feel like we're going to get that.
Go to X and type in Indians eating cow poop. I mean, you cannot make this up. There's thousands of videos. They eat it right out of the butts of the cows. I mean, and they've got Kali that they worship. It's like the Satan female deity of destruction. And they'll be starving to death, but they give milk in these giant urns that these rats come and eat every day.
Oh my God.
बल्कि अगर प्रेगनेंसी में समय समय पर लेते रहे तो नॉर्मल डिलीवरी के चांसेस बहुत ज्यादा बढ़ जाते हैं. मेरी वाइफ ने भी गोमूत्र पिया और गाय के गोबर का रस का उपयोग किया प्रेगनेंसी में. दोनों बच्चे मेरे नॉर्मल डिलीवरी से हुए.
Now stop right there. Type in Indian woman eats eats poop out of cow's butt. I didn't play it on my show last week. I should have because it is the most disgusting thing you can imagine.
You saved it for the podcast.
I saved it for you. But I mean, I'm saying this is gross, man. I mean, it's all they have is rivers of poop. And we're told this is the superior thing we should bow down to. By the way, you know, 80% of the H-1B visas in the U.S. come out of India. And did you know that 70%+ from one little province?
Yeah.
Because they pay off the government to only let their tribe in. They don't just not – once Indians get control of a tech company, they don't just not hire anybody but Indians. They only hire certain Indians. I mean, we're talking like 100-foot tall. You'll be sitting there by a river that's already full of garbage. And it'll back up, and all of a sudden, there's like a 100-foot log jam.
This one?
100 feet tall of a huge wall of trash. They have trash.
There you go. Jesus Christ. Look at the pigs. The pigs and the dogs are just munching away on stuff in here. If you're just listening to this, this river has it looks like a landfill on both sides of the river.
By the way, this is nothing. There's footage, we can find it, that is like. It log jams like 200 feet tall, and then it breaks.
Oh, here you go.
And these avalanches. I mean, I'm talking about a wave of garbage comes down, like runs over houses, you name it.
Look at that. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
This is all lightweight. I mean, and it's not your fault. I gave you the search term, but this is all lightweight stuff. This is like, these are the nicer areas. Oh, this is a nice thing. Yeah, drinking out of the gutter.
Oh my God, it looks like a fucking zombie. This guy's literally drinking out of sewage water that's just like running down the little edge between the road and the sidewalk.
That is a superior culture.
Wow. Oh my God.
Now he's eating some garbage. No, this is all like that.
I've never seen this before. This is insane.
And also type in Indians worship poop. They have a whole religion of worshiping poop.
Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Grizzly Cool.
My campfire is smiling, my leader is
your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.